My name is Doug Archer, and I am the director of the Spanish language programming for EWTN, which I know most of you probably already know that, and probably a lot of what I'm going to say right now, most of you already know. So forgive me if I'm sharing information that isn't anything new and doesn't break any new ground for you or anything, but at least it's good. It's a good opportunity for us to come together and talk about what's been going on in Spanish programming for EWTN. So we start out our programming day in the morning with the Mass from EWTN, which is live, obviously, and then the next hour after the Mass, which would be 9 a.m., Eastern. That hour is not live, and we have during the first half hour, there's a strip Monday through Friday of pre-tape shows. They're fresh programs, but they're not live each week. And then we have Vatican Radio at the bottom of that hour, which we air their Spanish language news magazine twice a day. They have a morning edition and an afternoon edition, so we air their morning edition at that time. And then at 5 p.m. Eastern, we air the afternoon edition. But those aren't live. Those are pre-taped because, you know, the time difference. You know, that actually comes over satellite to us at like 5 in the morning. So we record it or download it from their website and then we air it at that time. But then our daily sort of block of live programming begins in earnest at 10 a.m. Eastern, which you can see right there. So from 10 a.m. basically until about 9 p.m. Eastern, we're live almost the entire day. So in case, if you're not familiar with some of the programming that we have, the first block at 10 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, comes from Barcelona, Spain, the show called Con los Ojos de María. It's a live show from Barcelona. On Tuesday, Solo el Amor Crea is a live show from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And on Thursday, Jóvenes para la Eternidad is a live show that comes from Colombia, from Bogota, Colombia. So those shows are all produced in conjunction with a ministry based in Spain called Nuestra Señora del Encuentro, Our Lady of the Encounter. And we work together with them. They have their own stations. They have several stations in Spain and in Latin America. And we partner with them in producing these shows, which we carry every day at those times. And they also produce for us a number of other series, pre-taped series that we have on our program grid at different times throughout the week that are not, they're not live shows, but they're just pre-taped shows that they produce for us. Nuestra Señora del Encuentro. Or if you look them up, for instance, on Facebook or something like that, it would be like NSE Radio. NSE Radio. Nuestra Señora del Encuentro. So, after that comes my show, which is called Fe Hecha Canción, which is a live music program. And that's at 11 a.m. It's one of our most popular shows because music is very important for the Hispanic community. And Catholic music in the Spanish-speaking world is a much bigger universe than here in the United States. So there's really just, I mean, so much material there to draw from and so many artists from different countries and different styles of music that Catholic artists are using to evangelize. So it's really, it's a great opportunity. And the one thing that I really like, because now that we moved down to EWTN, because if you remember, radio, it used to be on the mountain, on St. Michael's Mountain, which is about 45 minutes outside of Birmingham. It's where our shortwave station is. And for basically the first almost 20 years of our existence, that's where our production studios were also. But in 2012, we moved down to EWTN to the main campus where the television station is, and now we have our radio studios there. And one of the really great things that I've been able to benefit from by being there is when we have music guests that come in for TV shows, I can have them on my radio show too. And we do live music on my radio show. So I don't know if you've noticed over the past year, if you've listened at all to any of my, come on in, if you've listened to any of my shows when I've had live guests on, but we've done music live in studio, sometimes just voice and tracks, sometimes with, you know, some instruments too, you know, and it's been awesome. It's been really, really cool. So I hope to do more of that, you know, as time progresses, have more guests and do more live music. It's really, for me, that's like one of the highlights of my show, is to be able to do that. So that's what we have in Fecha Canción, which is from 11 to 12 Eastern. And then at 12 Eastern, we have a live news program, which comes from Lima, Peru. It's called Más Que Noticias. And that's, if you notice on your grid there, that's at 12 noon Eastern. And that show is produced by our news agency, which the Spanish language office of Catholic News Agency, which, as you guys remember, EWTN acquired CNA about 2 years ago. And CNA has the office in Denver, which is for their English language service, and then in Lima, Peru, is the Spanish language service, which is known as ACI Prensa, ACI Prensa. And so we have a radio studio down there. We have a television studio down there also, where we record stuff for EWTN in Spanish. So they produce for us a daily Catholic news program. And it's more like a news commentary show, because the two guys that host are excellent. They're very knowledgeable. And they're very smart and able to communicate both the importance of the news that they're discussing, but also what it means for us as Catholics and how we should understand what's going on in the world today and in the church. And so that's a really important flagship program for us each day, Más Que Noticias. So that's in Lima, and it's live. And then the next hour, we go to Mexico. And Hoy Es Tu Gran Día, today is your great day. It's a show that we broadcast from Mérida, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula in southern Mexico. And sorry?
Where does it come from?
Mérida. Yeah, Mérida in the Yucatan Peninsula. So that's like a kind of just a like a Christian living program where they talk about all kinds of things that have to do with, you know, your daily Christian life, whether it's your family or marriage or, you know, your children or issues that we're facing, you know, as Catholics in today's world. And then after that, we have the daily Mass in Spanish. Now, the Mass in the morning from EWTN, as you guys probably know, that's our English language Mass from the EWTN Chapel, and we translate that. That's the only thing that we have on our program grid that we translate. But the reason why that's still important for us to carry on Spanish radio is because oftentimes we have bishops coming through, or cardinals, or other important prelates who visit EWTN and celebrate that Mass. And so, you know, it's important for us to make sure that our Spanish language audience can hear their homilies and important things that they might wish to convey, you know, when they're coming to visit EWTN. So we still air that Mass in the morning, even though it's in English, of course, obviously with some Latin and everything, that just goes untranslated, just as is. But the Spanish language Mass that we have at 2 p.m. Eastern every day is in Spanish. It's celebrated in Spanish. It's celebrated at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Sacramento. It's not live because of the time difference. The Mass is actually celebrated and recorded and broadcast over Radio Santísimo Sacramento at like 8 a.m. Pacific time. So they just record the Mass, they send it to us, and then we air it a little bit later in the day at 2 p.m. Eastern. But it's all in Spanish. The homily is in Spanish. The priest, you know, everything's in Spanish. So it's good because it's good that we can offer that to our listeners. You know, a daily Mass that's celebrated properly and has a, you know, a good homilist and everything. So that's something too that we've been working with the Diocese of Sacramento to really ensure that Mass is celebrated well. That the bishop, you know, has a priest over there at the shrine who he trusts and he knows is going to be giving good homilies and everything. So after the Mass at 3 p.m., we go back live again with one of our most popular shows, which is Jesus en ti confío, Jesus I trust in you, which is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy live. It's kind of a unique program. Nothing like it really exists on English language radio, because I think it probably wouldn't work so well on the, you know, on the English language side. But on the Spanish side, it's been hugely successful. And if you don't know what it is, Pedro de Acevedo is the host, and basically we spend the first 20 minutes or so people calling in and expressing their prayer petitions, and then the second half. He prays the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and each listener who's on hold gets to participate in one of the decades. So the listeners are interacting, you know, with the prayer and everything, and so people really love it. It's the most phone calls that we get for any show are that one, you know. So it's pretty amazing. So after that, we have another strip of programs that are different each day, but that are EWTN live shows. And Monday, we have a show called Oración y Vida, prayer and your life of prayer, maybe, or living in prayer, something like that. And that's hosted by one of our own team members, Jorge Graña, right out of our studios in Birmingham. And then on Tuesday, we have a pro-life show. And this is kind of like our main pro-life program that we have each week, called Defiende la Vida, or Defending Life. And it's hosted by Adolfo Castañeda, who is from Human Life International. So that's really the show where each week we're really hitting hard kind of what's going on in the whole battle against the culture of death, you know, whether it's transgender things that's going on right now, or abortion, or euthanasia, or other issues related. He discusses all those each Tuesday in a live show. On Wednesday, one of our popular EWTN hosts, whose name is Pepe Alonso, who has a TV show, as many of you probably know, for many years, and he's been one of our main voices for coverage of special events on TV and radio. He has a radio program that we do out of Miami, at our studio in Miami. So in Miami, we have a studio, and we do several shows out of there every day. One of them is this particular show with Pepe Alonso. On Thursday, this is a new development for us, because we've had the show on the air for a while, actually, for several years. But the host is studying for the priesthood, and he moved to Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and so now we're doing this show live out of the Dominican Republic each week, which has been cool because we really haven't had much of a presence in that country until now. So now he's got a small studio down there, and he's doing this show each week out of that studio in Santo Domingo. So it's been good. It's been a good opportunity for us to really start tapping into all of the Catholic resources in the Dominican Republic. And it is really a rich country in terms of Catholic faith and practice. On the music side, there's so many different Catholic musicians in the Dominican Republic. And then, you know, on the side of evangelization as well, you know. So that's been a really awesome opportunity for us that's just developed over the past 6 months. And then on Friday, we're back in Miami at our studio where we do another kind of marriage and family program called Alianza de Luz y Amor, Covenant of Light and Love, hosted by two different couples. They kind of trade off each week. And it's, again, it's another program focused on marriage and family life, etc. So then after that, we go to the next airing of Vatican Radio, their afternoon program, which is at 5 p.m. And at 5:30, we have a catechetical program, which is pre-taped, which comes to us from Sacramento. It's called Conversando la Fe, talking about the faith, right? And then we're live again in the next hour at 6 p.m. pretty much every day. And we have a new show that we just launched a couple of months ago on Mondays. It's called Ojos de Fe, Eyes of Faith. It's hosted by a very famous and well-known Catholic singer and evangelist whose name is Sandy Caldera. And Sandy was born blind. And when she was a young girl, she started getting into music and learning how to sing. And so when she was, you know, a teenager, she started recording some of her first albums and started becoming, you know, pretty popular in the Hispanic community. And eventually, she went to college and studied psychology and got her psychology degree and opened up her own family counseling practice in Tijuana, Mexico. That's where she is now, and she's become a very popular speaker and singer in Latin America. And so we just launched this new show with her a couple months ago called Ojos de Fe, which is live each Monday from Tijuana, Mexico. On Tuesday, we have this show that comes from Puerto Rico, which is hosted by the music band Son by Four, which is, they're a popular Catholic music band in Latin America. And so they do this Catholic music and talk show for us each Tuesday from Puerto Rico. Usually live, sometimes they can't do it and have to put on an encore, but I mean, for the most part, it's live. That takes us to Wednesday, to another relatively new show, which I think it was launched in the last year, so I don't think we had this on the program grid last year at the conference. But this is another kind of family-oriented show called En el Día a Día con Ricardo y Lucía, which is, you know, day-to-day life with Ricardo and Lucía. And this show comes from San Antonio, Texas. Ricardo and Lucía Luzondo work in the family life ministry office of the Archdiocese of San Antonio. And so they have their little studio at the Archdiocese, and they host a show for us each Wednesdays at 6 p.m. So Thursdays, in that same hour, we go all the way to Chile. I'm all over the place, aren't I? Man, telling you. So on Thursdays, we have a live show that comes from Santiago, Chile. Well, actually, it's Viña del Mar, which, if any of you know that part of Chile, it's kind of on the coast. It's about 2 hours away from Santiago, but it's hosted by another popular Catholic singer and speaker, evangelist. His name is Francisco Avello. And the title of the show is really kind of difficult to translate into Spanish, because what it is it's actually a play on words with the H2O formula, you know, H2O for water. But in Spanish, it's H2O. Right, H2O, but he's changed it and calls it H Dios O. Okay, so la fórmula para la vida eterna. So, it's the play on words, and it's basically just an evangelization program. He talks about all kinds of different stuff, you know, and it's really it's geared especially towards the youth. It's got a really youth kind of feel to it. And then on Friday, we have a show that's not live. It's actually, it's tape delayed 1 hour, but it comes from Miami. It's called Preparando el Domingo, Preparing for Sunday. And it's hosted by two priests from the Archdiocese of Miami. One is Father Roberto Cid, who's the director of Radio Paz in Miami. And the other is Father Jose Luis Menendez, who's pastor of Corpus Christi in Miami. And they do a show each Friday. On the coming Sunday's gospel, and basically spend an hour reflecting on the gospel that's coming up for this Sunday and what it means to us and how the message for us that we should get from it, etc. And it's live on Radio Paz, but I have to tape it and air it an hour later, so it's not technically a live program on our grid, but it's a fresh show every Friday at that time slot. So then the next hour at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're not live again. We're back to pre-tape shows. But these are two of our flagship programs from television. One is Pepe Alonso's TV show, Nuestra Fe en Vivo, which, as I mentioned to you, he has his radio show on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. But he's mostly known for his television show, Nuestra Fe en Vivo, which is which we air on radio tape delayed. So we have that on twice a week. If you look on that 7 p.m. slot, we have it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the new show each week we air on Tuesdays, and then that goes into like the archives. And so we pull a show from the archives to repeat on Thursdays. So he has two slots per week with his show. And he's got so many shows in the can that, I mean, there's so many interviews that he's done that, it's really like a fresh show on both days each week. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have the show Cara a Cara, Face to Face, which is hosted by Alejandro Bermudez, which many of you probably know who he is. He's the director of ASI Prensa and Catholic News Agency, and he's done so many special event coverages for EWTN on Spanish, and he's one of the most respected and well-known Catholic journalists in Latin America. So he has a television show called Cara a Cara, which is basically like a sit-down interview with somebody face to face, and like they're like right here, So we air that on radio. It's a very radio-friendly show. So we air the new weekly show comes out on Fridays, and then on Mondays and Wednesdays we pull an encore from the archives. And again, he's got hundreds of shows in the archives. So we pull out one of those shows to repeat on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then at 8 p.m. we're back live again with another live strip, Monday through Friday. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. is our youth hour. And that's a bilingual show which comes from Radio Santísimo Sacramento. It's called Young Soul, Alma Joven, and it's a really dynamic program. There's usually five or six kids around the mic, and they're talking about issues related to young people today and how to live their Catholic faith and everything. So it's been a really popular show, and it was kind of an experimental format for us because it's bilingual. They speak a little bit in Spanish, they throw a little English in there and everything, kind of like Hispanics, the new generation of Hispanics that were born here and are growing up here, and they speak Spanish at home with mom and dad or whatever, but then when they're out with their friends and everything, they're speaking English and stuff, so they kind of mix all that together. And I wasn't really sure when we first took that show like how it was going to play, like especially in Latin America, because we have a lot of affiliates down there, and obviously the dynamic is going to be totally different, right? Because up here Hispanic young people are going to be bilingual, but not necessarily down there. So it's been, you know, it's been pretty successful, and people seem to like it, you know, even in Latin America. So, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Father Pedro Nunez, who is one of the most popular Spanish priests in Latin America and United States, and so he does a live radio show twice per week from New Orleans, Louisiana, where he has the headquarters of his ministry. So after 8 p.m. Eastern, we're starting to move into like encores of shows from earlier in the day. So from basically 9 p.m. until midnight, 9 p.m. we have a strip of shows that's original. They're not encores, but they're pre-recorded shows. There's a rosary at 9 p.m. and then at 9:30 there's a strip of pre-taped shows from Monday through Friday covering different topics. And then we start with encores. My show, encores at 10. The 10 a.m. show encores at 11 p.m. each day. And then we have another live strip at night, which you can see up there, that's at 12 midnight until 2 in the morning. And, you know, it's Tuesday through Saturday Eastern. But for me, you know, for Central Time, it's Monday through Friday. But for Eastern Time, it's Tuesday through Saturday, because it's actually midnight Eastern when it starts. So, like, in California, it would be Monday through Friday show, you know. But that's a live show that comes from Radio Paz in Miami. And it's hosted by Pedro de Acevedo, who also is our guy in Miami. Yeah, Pedro does that show for Radio Paz at night, and we carry that show too. And that's a really popular show, like especially like with people who can't sleep, and you know, and people call in and need to want to talk to Pedro, and you know, prayer petitions, and you know, and then and so and he has some, you know, music and meditations, and then they pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a really calm, kind of peaceful nighttime show that, you know, has been really popular. So, and then the overnight hours, we're just running encores of the live shows from during the day. So that's from 2 a.m. until Mass time in the morning at 7. So that's kind of a basic rundown of the general programming. But we try to provide a lot of live coverage also on the Spanish radio. We don't have, like the English radio does, we don't have a set two signals. We don't have two channels. English radio has their main channel, and they have Radio Plus. And they've kind of graduated to, you know, carrying all of special events and papal trips and stuff like that on Radio Plus, and the main channel, they just keep all of their live shows on each day, you know. But on Spanish radio, we carry all of the special events that we do and papal coverage and stuff like that straight on our regular channel. So I send out an email every so often with a an update of what's coming up in terms of special broadcasts. So some of you hopefully are receiving that. And that gives you a breakdown of what's coming up in the coming days or weeks. And sometimes it's kind of last minute, because Vatican Radio sends out their stuff to me sometimes like the day before or something like that, or 2 days before, and so I'm like rushing to get the information out to you guys. But I try to get it out as soon as I can, and we try to cover all of the special events that Vatican Radio offers in Spanish whenever Pope Francis is celebrating, you know, a special mass, or there's a canonization, or you know, obviously if it's a papal trip, you know, we cover those wall to wall. So I send out that information every so often. And the program grids, you know, most of the time I send those out each month. But sometimes if you don't hear from me on the programming grid, it's because there's no changes, you know. So if there's a change, I'm going to get it to you. But if you don't get a new programming grid from me at the beginning of the month, it's because everything's still the same on the programming grid and there's no changes or anything. Okay? But what I do send out on a regular basis are this document that I call Special Broadcast, 2016 Special Broadcast, and I've got them numbered so that each edition that comes out is a new number. So, you know, at the end of this year, when I'll start that over again. Is it time to wrap it up, Walter? Okay. So at the end of the year, you know, for 2017, I'll start over again, and the first one that I send out will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all throughout the year. So anyway, that's kind of a general overview of the programming. If you have a question, we have a few minutes, I think, that you can.
How many affiliates do you have in Latin America?
In Latin America, we're close to 200. In the United States, we only have 29. But as you guys know, Spanish radio in the U.S. is much more difficult because the costs are much more, legal hurdles you have to jump over. In Latin America, a guy can get a little transmitter that's, you know, a couple of watts or kilowatts or whatever, set it up in the parish, and have a little sort of low power station that maybe has, you know, a couple of miles worth of coverage, and that's really not like a huge deal, you know. So we have a lot of like small little stations in Latin America all over the place, you know. But here in the States, you know, as you guys know, I mean, Maria's been working for 3 years to try to get their station on the air in Columbus, Indiana. So, you know, it's tough. So we need to keep working to try to get more Spanish language stations going in the U.S., but... Yeah.
But my question is, because I actually have an opinion. Music.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear, not only at the 10, but other stations, Catholic radio being playing Protestant. Some songs are just incredible. And then when I do a search, I find out that singer is actually some pastor of the church in Miami.
Yeah.
And it gets very confusing where I know with my team, they're really concerned about having the quality of music. There's a lot of quantity on it.
Yeah.
The quality is...
Sometimes the quality's lacking.
The message is not there.
Well, I don't play any music by Protestants. And it's not because I have anything against them or anything, but it's just because, you know, they've got their stations and they, you know, we need to support our guys, you know. And plus, obviously, there is a difference in terms of, you know, the message in the music. So, you know, we want music that's going to be uplifting our Catholic faith and singing about all the things that are important to us and Mary and the Eucharist and the sacraments and all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't play any Protestant music. So, if you're worried about that, or if somebody's expressing concern about the music program and all that, you know, tell them, make sure that they're at peace with that. That, you know, the only music that we play is by Catholic artists. You know, we're not like doing a crossover or anything like that. You know, so. Yeah, what I mean is I'm not airing, you know, Protestant music also, you know.
¿Cómo se vigila el contenido de todo esto que se transmite? ¿Cómo es que sabemos que hay fidelidad en la doctrina, por ejemplo, en Alma Joven, o sea, tantos jóvenes que están que tienen acceso al micrófono, ¿cómo sabemos que van a decir algo
right? Yeah. So Maria was asking, how do we vet basically all these shows to make sure that they're orthodox and,
right.
And yeah, I mean, that's a challenge. But, you know, each show that we develop and keep on the air has been vetted by us and our team. And a lot of it is that you start building a network of people that you know in different ministries and apostolates in different countries, and you know who the guys are who are orthodox and faithful and who the ones who are kind of out there and everything, you know. So as we've kind of built up this network of collaborators over the years, you know, we know who to go to and who to trust and where we need to be watching and who's, you know, maybe needs to polish up a little bit on, you know. But that doesn't mean that somebody doesn't occasionally put their foot in their mouth. You know, that happens. And especially, like, for instance, on Young Soul, where we have the kids on there, and, you know, well, how do we deal with that? Well, we have a deacon and we have a couple of priests from the Diocese of Sacramento who each show are with, you know, are with them, and they're kind of making sure that, okay, if some kid says, one of the kids says, oh, well, you know, I'm just not really sure about, you know, whether, you know, we should be against gay marriage, because, or whatever, you know what I mean? They're there to kind of keep it in line. Of course, we don't ever have that kind of a comment. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But somebody could say something, you know, like a factual mistake, you know? And could, you know, maybe misspeak about a particular teaching of the church, or say something is, you know, I'm trying to think of an example off the top of my head, but we cover all that, and I assure you that everything on our programming is orthodox and 100% faithful to the church.
There's a little internet station in the area that puts out a program dealing with marriage encounter and all that. The lady psychologist, Catholic psychologist, in deciding whether for us to air it, they have asked us if we can air it.
Uh-huh.
We worry about the legitimacy of the legality in case something is said that's wrong on the air.
Yeah.
Through us.
It's on psychology?
Well, I'm thinking about, let's say, nowadays anybody can want to sue somebody. Somebody gets, you know, they have a marriage kind of problem or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Erratic happens, and they say, well, we heard it in your station.
Yeah.
What are the legal implications for us?
I mean,
you know,
yeah,
you know, we are afraid to do that, you know. But it sounds solid. It sounds very solid.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that question is, but...
But we've had that issue come up, you know. Think about it.
Yeah, I think whenever you're dealing with personal...
Issues
with the listeners, you have to be very careful and... handle that with delicadeza, how you say that.
Stream it through, you know, yeah. Through us, and then put it out.
Chile Donde Dios Llora.
Yeah.
¿Dónde viene ese programa?
Okay, Donde Dios Llora. Okay, that show comes from Aid to the Church in Need. Ayuda a la Iglesia Necesitada. Which, that, have you heard of that organization? Okay, it's based in Germany, and it's a ministry that aims to help places in the world where the church is suffering. Yeah, so it's actually a TV show, and we're just pulling the audio from it. And yeah, it's a good. It's like and they feature. It features interviews with different, you know, missionaries or priests or, you know, lay people who are involved in working with the poor or the marginalized or the underprivileged, you know, or people or places where there's persecution. Thank you guys very much. And if you're not on my mailing list and you want to be, just get me your information. And I'll make sure that you're getting everything that we send out each month regarding our programming. So, thank you. Thank you so much.